You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World, a conversation with Joseph Sternberg in London. He writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, where he's a member. And a headline in the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal recently points to an odd disconnect. The British business tax revolt, goes the big head. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak gets a lesson in tax rates and business investments. If I understand correctly, not only is the corporate tax rate under the Prime Minister's plans with his Chancellor, Mr. Hunt, to go from 19% to 25%, but the threshold for the top 45% personal income tax is to move from 125 from 150. This is a complicated way of saying it's not the rich, it's the middle class. Joe, how does this grow the economy? Does Mr. Sunak answer that question?
No, he doesn't. And no, it doesn't grow the economy. This is becoming a major problem in the United Kingdom right now, the economy, because it is teetering on the brink of recession. I still think that it's quite likely that there will be some kind of notable downturn within the next year or two, although hopefully there won't be. And the reason would be that they've always had a problem stimulating business investment because the tax regime is so unfriendly to the kind of business investment that creates innovation and productivity and entrepreneurship and jobs and wage growth. UK has enormous trouble stimulating that. Historically, what they've done is they have cut the headline rate of corporate income tax. It had gotten as low as 19%. Now it's going up to 25%. But they had always had very, very stingy allowances for business capital investment. So, I mean, remember in the U.S., one of the big successes of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act under the Trump administration in 2017 was a very, very generous deduction for business investment that would allow companies, including very small businesses, to write off a lot of those costs very quickly. And guess what? We got more business investment. Well, that was in effect. UK is moving in exactly the opposite direction. And what you're already starting to see is a lot of companies, big and small, saying, well, hang on, it's just not competitive compared to other parts of the world. We cannot invest in innovation, in entrepreneurship, in productivity growth, in new jobs, in wage growth in the UK, as long as we're subjected to this kind of tax burden. And yet, this allegedly Conservative Party government of Rishi Sunak and Chancellor Jeremy Hunt doesn't seem to be getting that message.
Yes, here's an example that I'm sure, if Oliver Cromwell still smiles, I'm not sure, it's been several hundred years. Certainly, if Winston Churchill still smiles, I remember that photograph of him standing with black and tans during the Irish Civil War, imposing the United Kingdom law and order on the Irish people. So now this irony. Pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca last month said it will build a £320 million factory in low-tax Ireland instead of the UK, quote, because the UK tax rate was discouraging. Joe, the world is turned upside down. Does London ignore this fact that they're losing business to Ireland, having, well, you know the history of these two countries. They don't get along very easily.
I mean, it is a huge problem. And I think that the AstraZeneca story, which is partly about corporate taxes and also partly about particularly punitive taxation on pharmaceuticals, is a good example of the problem the UK is running into, because life sciences is one of the industries that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak explicitly is very enthusiastic about supporting. And yet they are very quickly discovering that it isn't enough to put out a couple couple of press releases and go visit a factory and talk about how much you want life sciences. And that is an industry where the economics of research and development is particularly tenuous. And so it is very, very important if you want that kind of industry in your country that you have a tax regime that will be workable for the complicated economic calculations that they have to make about whether it's worth doing R&D or you know, building manufacturing in a place. And you know, the government in London seems completely ignorant of all of this. You know, if they do understand any of these policy issues, they aren't acting like it. And this is going to shape up to be a major drag on the British economy for many years to come, because any investment that they lose now is not coming back. I mean, once a factory is built in another country, odds are the company will then be investing in that factory for another decade or more before they will start thinking about returning to your country. So you don't get a lot of chances.
The other whopper in the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal was that Shell is considering reviewing its decision to put $25 billion in oil and gas investments in the UK because of the windfall profits tax. So it isn't just Rishi Sunak with his green eye shade. It's Jeremy Hunt scaring business away. Is this a debate in Parliament? Are they reconsidering this?
No, at the moment, I mean, what you have is some backbench members of the Conservative Party are very unhappy about the situation and keep demanding more, you know, some offer of tax cuts for business investment in the budget that Chancellor Jeremy Hunt is supposed to be releasing later this month. And yet, I think that the conventional wisdom has become that, well, they've convinced themselves that what business really cares about is whether the budget is balanced. That is absolutely ridiculous. What business actually cares about is the incentives operating on that business via the tax code and the regulatory regime. But unfortunately, I think that they are completely blind to this in the halls of government right now. And that sends a very discouraging signal about the British economy's prospects for the foreseeable future.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London and helps me interpret these Matt Hancock lockdown files. I'm sure there'll be more revelations ahead. There are 100,000 WhatsApp messages to go through. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.